It's time for your comments. Many of you were moved by this week's story of Regina Louise and Jean Kerr Taylor. Ms. Taylor was a counselor at a children's shelter where Regina Louise lived as a girl. They lost track of each other for many years, but later reunited, and Ms. Taylor adopted Regina as an adult. What a beautiful story of love and hope, writes listener Rick Prickett. Hearing a story of love crossing the imaginary boundaries of race and time and bringing people together helps make this time of high terror risk a little warmer and a little less threatening. Teenager Rocky Taya's narrative about his struggle with obesity prompted Susan Tacolo of San Carlos, California, to write, "Listening to Rocky's recording is painful. His siblings are cruel to him, and the jokes they make are definitely not funny. It makes me want to rush to his defense and tell his family that his problem is not his weight, so much as having to endure a world full of people like them. I'm not sure this radio show will do anything to change things beyond making some people feel sorry for Rocky." Lastly, Robert Siegel's personal reflection on the power of the second movement of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony drew a lot of mail from fellow aficionados of the music. John Stevens of Portland, Oregon, wrote that the second movement has a special place for him as well. It accompanied him and his father one day as they sat at the bedside of Mr. Stevens' elderly mother, who had late-stage Alzheimer's disease. He writes, "It seemed to contain the whole complex of emotions I was feeling, sadness and loss, but also the triumph of the human spirit and the good fortune of long lives well lived." Mr. Stevens continues, "Almost exactly 1 year ago, thankfully, after we had obtained care for my mother, my dad fell and had a stroke. During the 4 months that followed, he was unable to talk and spent much of the time in a semi-coma. Thinking that he might be reflecting on his life, first in ICU and then in the nursing home, I'd put on the second movement of Beethoven's Seventh when I left his room at night. Finally, last May 2nd was a beautiful sunny morning. It was very close to the end. My dad and I were left alone. I put on Beethoven's Seventh and clicked it to the second movement. I sat and held his hand. At about the time that the rhythms in the opening lines, what your story described as the human heart, began to fade and the strings were beginning to soar, he died. It seemed to me to be the most perfect of sounds by which to leave this world." You can send us your thoughts to atc@npr.org. Please remember to let us know where you're writing from and how you pronounce your name.